And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
You know, I think your brain produces a chemical that blocks out my voice.
What?
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is innovation. My first guest is the co-founder of the largest in-application analytics and advertising platform. We discussed innovation in the growing field of apps for mobile devices by Apple. My next guests are unique. They're young innovators who created software to recognize emotion in human speech. For their efforts, they won the Siemens Foundation Prize for Math, Science, and Technology. The high school students will join us along with the CEO of Siemens Foundation to discuss the importance of math, science, and technology for the United States to remain competitive in the business world. If you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. Akash Krishnan is a high school junior from Portland, Oregon. He's a veteran of numerous science competitions, including placing first in his district's first Lego League competition 4 years in a row. He's won several other competitions as well, too many to name right here. He plans to pursue computer science and electrical and mechanical engineering in college. He speaks Tagalog. He also plays piano and clarinet and has a black belt in Okinawan-style karate, which I'm sure comes in very handy for beating up people who call him a nerd. Matthew Fernandez is also a high school junior in Portland, Oregon. Matthew is the captain of the Lemelson MIT InEvent and is a member of the Association of Computing Machinery. He has won numerous awards in science competition as well. Both Akash and Matthew are invited to Portugal to attend the European Union contest for young scientists. Welcome to the show, guys. How are you doing today?
We're doing well. Thank you for having us.
Well, it's our pleasure. And first of all, let's just lead right off by saying congratulations on winning the prize. I think it's phenomenal. We need to do more to promote math, science, and technology in our students. So congratulations. Kudos to you both for that. But let's start at the beginning. Some things my listeners are going to want to know is, how did you guys hook up to collaborate on this particular project? You're both high school students. I'm going to assume you're at the same high school. But obviously, you've both been in competitions before, competing against each other. So how did you decide to become partners and do this together?
I think that both of us really share a strong passion for math and science, and from an early age, we both go to Oregon Episcopal School, which is a small independent school in Portland, Oregon, and we have been working together on projects since middle school. And, you know, I think that the way that our school promotes science means that it's not super competitive, and being able to collaborate is really encouraged, and that's allowed us to work together and combine our efforts to make a, you know, a really powerful project and, you know, do good research.
I like that, Matthew, and I like the fact that your school does promote collaboration. I think that that's great. So, Akash, let's come to you for this one. How did you come up with the idea for software that would recognize emotion in human voices?
Well, every year we have to do a project, and last year we decided to take a break from thinking of topics to do our project on. And we decided to watch a movie called iRobot.
Oh, sure.
It's a science fiction futuristic movie which involves robots, and the main theme around it is emotions. And there's a scene where a robot is able to detect elevated stress levels in its user. And based on that detection, it protects the user. So we thought, is that really possible? Is that something we can do? And that's what we went about proving.
And so you came up with this software that detects emotion in human voices. If people want to see it, there's a video on Vimeo that you can go see to see it actually in application. But both Akash and Matthew, both, I understand that you want to use this one day to help children with autism. Tell me a little bit more about that very, very practical application for your software.
Autistic children can't really recognize emotions too well, actually. Emotions are very important in the communication aspect. Not just the words are important, but how the words are said are also important. And so we think that our program could be used to help autistic children recognize what emotions are being spoken around them. And that will help them get involved in community and social aspects much better, to know what emotion people are speaking with.
All right, that makes perfect sense. Matthew, I'm going to come to you for this. Tell us a little bit about your research. What exactly does your computer program do?
Our computer program uses a standard training algorithm, which we developed. So we take a bunch of predefined audio signals, which are recorded from either actors or from people that are known to be speaking emotionally, and then using the data, we can split it up into groups. So we have a group of audio data, which is defined as angry, and a group that's defined as happy, for example. And then our program tries to figure out the differences between the angry group and the happy group based on energies and frequencies in voice. And we use a total of 57 different audio features. And then utilizing that information, we create what's called a classification algorithm to determine which emotion is most likely predicted in a new signal, which can be fed in through a microphone or through an MP3, however is most convenient for the user.
All right, so this database of audio files, the new voice coming in is matched against the database of audio files. The audio files are classified, and it tells you whether it's angry, happy, sad, and so forth. For both Matthew and for Akash, how do you account for the different dialects that we have here in the United States? I mean, they swing from New England to the Deep South out here to where we're pretty normal and pretty commonplace, pretty flat on the West Coast. But how does your software account for the variability of accents?
That's true. That's definitely a major challenge for recognizing emotion. And we work to create audio features which work regardless of the dialect. So things like the maximum frequencies and minimum frequencies tend to remain relatively consistent among different dialects, but also by training your system with data that's very similar to what you're going to test with. So if you train with the New England dialect and then were to test it with that same dialect, you would get higher results. So you could develop different training sets for each application you use it for.
Makes sense. All right. Akash, this question is for you. So you decided to take your application and enter it into the Siemens competition for math, science, and technology. Describe to me the intensity of that competition that you faced, and you won the prize out of lots and lots of people competing nationally. So describe the intensity of the competition, please.
Going into it, I actually, before just applying for a research paper, I wasn't really sure how this would turn out. I wasn't really sure that I could go up in front of a lot of judges and present at the nationals. But going through the process, there was very high intensity. It was very, very competitive. And but above all that, it was really fun experience. We got to meet a lot of new people. We got to learn about other research. And once we were named the regional finalists from California, from Region 1, we were even more excited to go on to the nationals because that's you get the most prestigious awards in that in the nationals. So and even in the nationals, it was very intense. There was a lot of competition, but again, there's also a lot of fun activities that we did with other competitors, and it was a really fun experience.
All right. We're talking to Akash Krishnan, everybody, and Matthew Fernandez, winners of this year's Siemens Foundation Math, Science, and Technology Award. And this is a question for both of you. What ran through your mind when you learned that you were the first place winners in the competition and that you had won the $100,000 scholarship prize?
The first thing was probably just a sigh of accomplishment, sigh of relief that all the nervousness is all over, all the waiting is over. Our work has finally paid off, that we've gotten this great award, and just basically we've done it.
Yeah, that is quite an accomplishment. Matthew, what went through your mind when you won?
It was really, truly exhilarating. I think that the level of competition, and I feel like the judges had a difficult task because there were so many different varieties of projects, and comparing computer science projects and biology projects together is very difficult. But, you know, I mean, I'm incredibly honored by the Siemens Foundation to be recognized. And I feel like by focusing on the research aspects and applying that, and I think the judges did a great job of evaluating kind of a pure research, the pure research of the students. I think that allowed us to feel really confident in both the win, but also in our research. And I mean, I really appreciate. I was honored, and it was obviously an incredibly exhilarating experience. And yeah, I mean, mostly my first thought that ran through my head was probably just, you know, wow, it really came true.
Yeah, now that is incredible, and both of you deserve many, many props for the success that you've had. But I'm going to ask you the follow-on question, because now you're juniors in high school. I mean, what's next for you? What other mountains are there to climb after you've hit the pinnacle with the Siemens Siemens Foundation Math, Science, and Technology Award? What's left? What are you guys going to do? Are you both going on to college? And I'll start, Matthew, with you first. Are you going on to college, and have you given any thought to where?
Yes, I do plan to attend college. I have given some thought to different places. A variety of different colleges have contacted me because of the award, and that's really, truly also, really incredible. But I think that I haven't made a choice yet. I still have another year and a half to decide. But I think that I'm looking towards working on engineering or computer science at the college level.
Oh, that's great. You're playing it close to the vest. I like that. Akash, what about you? College in your plans? And if so, have you given any thoughts where you want to go?
Yeah, I also plan on going to college. I especially want to go to MIT because I want to major in computer science and electrical engineering. And MIT has a very good program for both of those. And if not MIT, either maybe Carnegie Mellon University for computer science or Caltech.
Wow, wonderful. All three are great institutions, and you mildly understated it by saying MIT has a pretty good computer science program. That's an understatement in and of itself right there. All right, guys, last question for you, because I know this is the middle of your school day, and you're taking time out to be with us here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. But I have to ask you both, now that you've developed this software, has any company approached you to commercialize this software so you guys can get the big cash out at the end of all the hard work that you've done?
Last fall, we were actually contacted, or actually last spring, we were contacted by a representative. It was a judge at one of our science competitions from the Navy to start working, potentially applying some of our research for its military applications. But our first step is getting a patent, and so we're working. Just started working with a patent clinic at the Arizona State University, working with some law students there to start applying for a patent, and that would allow us to license our work and then hopefully reap the rewards of the licensing through companies.
Wow. I mean, that is great. Folks, we're talking to Matthew Fernandez and Akash Krishnan, who are the winners of the Siemens Foundation Math, Science, and Technology Award. I know you guys are in school. If you want to stay on the line and continue on with the interview, that's great. But we also have another guest that I want to interview, and that's Jennifer Harper-Taylor. Jennifer Harper-Taylor is the president of Siemens Foundation. She oversees the foundation's daily management and signatures programs like the Math, Science, and Technology Award that support, recognize, and encourage the scientists and engineers of the future. Welcome to the show, Jennifer. And you've got to be very, very proud of these two young men for the accomplishments that they've achieved winning your very prestigious award.
Absolutely, Billy. Matthew and Akash are great students, first and foremost. But more than that, they're great kids as a whole. They've really done a phenomenal work on their project. And we're excited to have them as ambassadors for the Siemens Foundation as the team winners for the $100,000 scholarship.
Well, I think those are kind words. Jennifer, there's two young men listening to the sound of our voice. They're going to get a very swelled head after all of these compliments that we're bestowing on them. But tell us a little bit history of the history behind the Siemens Award in Math, Science, and Technology, if you will, Jennifer.
Absolutely. The Siemens Foundation was actually founded in 1998, specifically with the mission of enhancing math, science, and technology in the United States. And with that, our signature program, the Siemens Competition in Math, Science, and Technology, was born. In 1999, we launched the program with a team and an individual component, wanting to reward young people for original research. And that can really be in many different areas as it relates to science and mathematics and technology. And we've been so proud of all the projects that have come through that really showcase what young people can do to impact our world as a whole.
Well, Jennifer, give us an idea of the size and the scope of the competition. How many kids enter the competition each year?
Well, we've been proud to have many, many students enter the competition, and each year it's grown. This year we actually had 2,033 students register for the competition, and over 1,300 projects were submitted. We had 312 students that were semifinalists, and 94 were named as regional finalists, and they came from over 36 states.
Wow. 36 states. You're talking about over 2,000 registered students. That's pretty impressive. So given those kinds of numbers, how rigorous is the competition itself?
Well, the rigorous part really comes from a judging perspective. That's one of the things that we love most about the Siemens competition and why it has made us the preeminent math and science competition for high school students, and it is the judging. We're administered by the College Board, and the College Board works to have a blind read for the student's work first and foremost. We don't look at the whole student. We only look at the student research. So from that perspective, we know that students working at this level of research really can do work at a PhD level oftentimes. So we bring in over 75 judges from across the country to Princeton, to the Educational Testing Service, to look at the students' work in a blind read. And what I mean by that is that they're just looking at the research. They're not looking at their geographical location. They're not looking at their age or school or any of those type of factors. They're just looking at the research. And as the projects progress, and they go to the next level of judging, that's when they start to reveal a little bit about the students to determine which part of the country they will compete and where they'll go forward from that point.
All right, we're talking to Jennifer Harper-Taylor, everybody, who is the president of the Siemens Foundation that awarded this wonderful prize to our two winners, Matthew Fernandez and Akash Kishnan. Now, let me ask you about the award itself and the foundation, because the foundation makes an very big investment in science, technology, engineering, and math. They invest more than $7 million annually to support educational initiatives like that. So tell us, in your mind, what's the importance behind science, math, and technology in Siemens' eyes, and that they invest that much money in developing these young minds?
Well, Siemens as a whole has always been in the front of innovation. And the Siemens Foundation, our mission is based purely in the culture of innovation, as well as research and educational support for teachers and for students. And by having programs like the Siemens Competition, as well as some of our other programs, We Can Change the World Challenge, and we have a teacher outreach program as well, we really feel like we're investing in the future. And if we as a nation all take a little time to invest in students, as well as the educators that touch their lives every day, I think that we all would agree we'd be in a much better place.
Well, very well said. We're talking to Jennifer Harper-Taylor, everybody. And Jennifer, what's been the most gratifying part for you to oversee this competition?
I think the students, having the opportunity to meet so many different students every year, and we get many, many letters and many, many calls from students and parents talking about where they are in their careers, as well as, you know, what their future endeavors, our hopes and dreams are as far as science and mathematics are concerned. And to really meet and interface with them has really been the highlight of being, you know, the person in charge of administering this program for Siemens.
Well, you're very lucky indeed. We've been talking to Jennifer Harper-Taylor, everybody, CEO of the Siemens Foundation, that awarded this year's prize for science, math, and technology to Matthew Fernandez and Akash Kishnan. Thank you all so much for being on the show. If people want to learn more about the Siemens Foundation or about the project itself, where would you direct them to go on the internet, Jennifer?
They can actually go to our website, and that's www.siemens-foundation.org.
Siemensfoundation.org. Guys, thank you all so much for taking time out of your busy day to join us here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks, Billy.
Thank you all.